That's the bell. That's a school bell. Well, in this case, it's just the bell. I don't know. It's from our friends at Sesame Street. And it is time to welcome into the studio with us this morning, Ivory Sullenberger from the New Pioneers for a Sustainable Future. You're in every second Wednesday of the month.
Yes. Huh? Yeah. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, not a problem. And looking forward to what you have to tell us today.
Yeah. So I'm just going to start with the reintroduction to New Pioneers before we get started. So we're a nonprofit organization and we're based in Springfield, but we serve Nelson County, Marion, and Washington counties.
Just like us.
Yeah. And we do a lot of environmental education, demonstration, and advocacy. So our big event that's coming up in the fall is our 20th anniversary celebration. We're celebrating 20 years of promoting sustainability. So this event is going to be held on Friday, November 14th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Sisters of Charity of Nazareth in the Banner Room. Tickets for this are available on a sliding scale. So you get to choose your cost from $30 and up. This will completely cover your ticket. If you choose $30, that covers your meal. If you choose $50, that covers all of the event for the night. And if you choose anything above $50, the extra will be a donation to New Pioneers. And we also are now selling raffle tickets along with our anniversary celebration. So they're on sale now through November 14th for $20 a piece. And our grand prize is $2,000. So you can purchase those online at newpioneers.org, or you can stop in our office at 127 West Main Street in Springfield. We're connected to the city of Springfield's building. You'll just enter in the left door of that building, and we'll be there.
What are your hours here?
We're Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 4:30, and you're also always welcome to give us a call first to make sure someone will be there. And then today, this month, is actually Secondhand September, so we're going to talk about secondhand a little bit. So to get started, just a little did-you-know fact. So Goodwill businesses receive about 4.6 billion pounds of reusable goods every year, and the Salvation Army receives about 94 million pounds of goods annually. Yet, it's estimated that about 80% of these donations inevitably end up in landfills. So a big thing you can do this month is align your wardrobe with your values and commit to Secondhand September by vowing to support secondhand sales before buying something new. So the reasons this is important, firsthand, it reduces the demand for new clothing. So the production of clothing takes a lot of excessive resources, energy, and pollution because of the textile production. So if you're shopping secondhand, there's no need for new clothing to be made if that's what you're supporting regularly. It also diverts items from going to the landfill. And buying secondhand can also combat fast fashion. So we've talked about fast fashion a little bit, and this is mass-produced, low-quality, usually trendy clothing that's typically just designed to be worn a few times and then thrown away.
I think you used that term fast fashion on me last month. And I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Well. There's a lot of terms this one's new.
One. Yeah, so it really just creates a cycle of overconsumption because people are just buying something really cheap, just buying it a couple times and then throwing it away, giving it to a Goodwill, whatever. And so a lot of brands to avoid that are fast fashion are Shein, Zara, H&M, Temu, Forever 21, Fashion Nova, ASOS, Uniqlo, Primark, and Aritzia. There's a long, long list of them that you can find online, but those are some of the big ones that seem to be a lot more common nowadays.
I've heard of about two of them.
Yeah.
But again, I'll go back to, I didn't know what fast fashion was.
Hey, that's what you're learning. And most of these brands use poor quality, often synthetic materials, and they rely on cheap labor and often have bad working conditions. And the production of these products also releases massive amounts of chemicals, including microplastics, into the water and soil. And a lot of these companies are responsible for a huge portion of the world's carbon emissions. So a good way to spot fast fashion brands is if they have constant new arrivals, inexpensive products, their sales are driven on trendy items, and there seems to be a rapid turnover of garments are some good ways to spot them. And there's a lot of good information online. A quick Google search will tell you a lot about a company.
You know, I actually enjoy shopping or going to the secondhand
source.
There's some convenient, very convenient to us.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I bought, I don't know how many years ago now, a shirt from what, I don't know what it was, whether it was the color or whatever, but it just stood out. And never heard of the name brand, and now it's become my favorite brand. And
yeah.
I saw, again, one of that brand, not in the too distant future, or in the past, on the thing that I was tempted. As you point out, I think the cliche is you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
If it's cheap, there's reasons, and, mm-hmm.
and it's going to not last,
and it's going to end up in a landfill.
Yeah, and a thing I've noticed a lot with shopping secondhand is, you know, older clothing is actually made with a lot nicer of materials than clothing nowadays. So, you know, a lot of people think, oh, it's secondhand, it's used, it may not be as nice. But a lot of times you're getting higher quality product from the thrift stores, if you're smart about it, than you would at a normal retail store nowadays. And another big perk to buying secondhand is the affordability of it, of course, and it also offers a lot of unique styles that you wouldn't find in your typical stores.
Right.
So if you're someone who likes to stand out, exactly, yeah. And also a lot of secondhand stores, especially if you're shopping at a locally owned store, you're helping circulate revenue for your local economy and supporting local jobs. And most small businesses, secondhand stores, actually give back to the community. So a local example is St. Vincent Fabulous Finds. They fund the Bread for Life community food pantry here in town. And some other examples is Goodwill helps people with employment barriers find and secure jobs. The Salvation Army funds adult rehabilitation centers, and the Habitat for Humanity restores fund the building and repair of homes for families in need.
Yeah. Now, there's one in Elizabethtown.
I think it's the
closest.
And there's also one in Louisville, I believe.
Yeah.
I think they're closed like Sunday, Monday, so you have to be careful, but they're a good option.
Yeah.
For sure. And some local secondhand stores that you can check out is the Peddler's Mall, JT's Consignment, Close Corner, Gabby's, St. Vincent Fabulous Finds, Small Impressions, Goodwill, and the list just keeps going on. There's a lot of great options here in town.
Friends at JT's have multiple locations.
They
have a couple of them over in E-Town, I think.
Yeah, they do.
And maybe they may own another one here. But anyway.
So lots
of
good picks.
We have some really good stores. We have Goodwill and St. Vincent. I don't think we have Salvation Army. Do they have stores?
They do. They're a little more dispersed now than they used to be, but there's still some up in Louisville. And so just in conclusion, shopping secondhand not only has benefits for the planet by reducing the need to produce new items, but it can also help you save money, live sustainably, and support your local economy. So this month and from now on out, try to commit to Secondhand September by vowing to support secondhand sales.
Yeah. I'm not saying I buy new stuff every once in a while, but you can buy two or three. If you do the secondhand.
Yeah, for sure,
And maybe more.
Yeah, and you'd be surprised sometimes what you can find at a secondhand store, you know.
But, you know, people say, oh, they don't dump it in the landfills. Yeah, they do.
Sadly, yeah.
I mean, I've seen it, you know, visually, and not myself at the landfill, but video and pictures. And they do. And a lot of times the stuff that's, I say stuff, but that's the best way I can describe it, you know, that is returned to the Amazons of the world and the other online things. I mean, some of it is recycled to these sales centers, and you'll see it, and you get good values there too. But sometimes that stuff, boxes or pallets of it, go into our landfill.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that's just reality for so many stores and companies. Just, you know, there's so many regulations that keep them a lot of the time from donating extra stuff like that and kind of forcing them to throw it away. But it's a really sad cycle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What else?
Yeah.
On?
Well, I'm just going to repitch the 20th anniversary celebration, which is Friday, November 14th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Banner Room of the Sisters of Charity of Nazareth. You can purchase tickets online or in our office, the same as our raffle tickets. Tickets to the event itself are available on a sliding scale from $30 and up. Anything above $50 will be a donation to New Pioneers. And we also have raffle tickets available for $20 each. You can buy as many as you would like, and the grand prize is going to be $2,000. We're going to draw the winner at the end of the 20th anniversary celebration, but you don't have to be present to win. We'll also be going live on Facebook, and we'll contact the winner personally. So no need to be there, but we would love for you to be there.
Everybody will know who won the $2,000.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not going to be a secret. Yeah.
If I win money, I don't want anybody to know.
That's fair. But you can learn more about all this and just more about New Pioneers in general at newpioneers.org. And you can find us on Facebook at New Pioneers for a Sustainable Future. And that's all I've got for you this morning.
Did you guys have anything up at St. Catherine Appreciation Day?
We didn't. We actually were at the Holistic Hippie Festival in Lebanon this weekend. They ended up falling on the same day this year.
There was a lot going on.
There was, yeah. It was a busy weekend, but it was a lot of fun there. And we got to give a presentation on composting and waste reduction. And there's some more info on our website about that as well. Under our Sustainable Living tab, there's a whole... kind of takes you step by step through the composting process. So if you're interested, it's definitely a good resource to check out.
And that old food can be beneficial that second time.
Yeah, for sure. And it cuts down on your trash a lot.
Yeah. But I know extension offices a lot of times will have information and probably have some demonstrations and stuff too.
On
composting, because they're big on that too.
Yeah.
Kind of have some of the same... you know, efforts and theory, not theories, they're proven. So the same goals.
Sure. Yeah.
Now, somebody can, they hear about this, they can become a member. They can be part of it. They
don't
just come to an event.
Correct.
They can become part of the cause.
Yeah, so New Pioneers is membership based, and so membership levels actually start as low as $10. And then it kind of builds its way up there. And we are always appreciative of any and all levels of membership, and all proceeds from membership go directly to funding our education, demonstration, and advocacy efforts for a more sustainable future.
Is there any other entities like you guys, across the state, across the country,
across the state and country, yes, kind of in this kind of rural area of Kentucky, though, we kind of are a standalone, but definitely more up in, like, Louisville, Lexington, and a lot of bigger states. There's a lot of companies like us, but in rural communities, we're kind of unique. Yeah.
Been that way for 20 years.
That's
amazing.
Yeah, we've got a lot of support, and we're glad to have our local community.
And as you said, Tuesday through Friday,
yes,
office is typically open.
Yep, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Yep.
Okay. Well, we certainly appreciate it.
Yeah.
And you know, you've had some firsts this year. You had kind of the day camp.
Yeah.
The first year.
This was our first, it was a week long day camp, and it was our first independent camp, and it was a lot of fun.
So folks, if you want to know more, the website is?
newpioneers.org.
That's easy.
Yep.
If you can spell. Some days I have, or type. Yeah. Some days I have both of those problems.
Hey.
But, and then you can learn there and take it from there.
For sure.
Ivory Sullenberger with us this Wednesday morning, and the second Wednesday of each month, she joins us here in studio at WBRT Radio. And we certainly appreciate you taking the time to drop in.
Thank you for having me.
You got it. We're going to continue on. It's 8:23 here on WBRT, and this is the Hometown Mornings Overtime Edition. It goes on to 9 o'clock this morning. And once Ivory's gone, I'm solo. I'll be flying solo here, unless she wants to stick around and do the birthday things. Why don't you stick?
I can.
We'll do them early. We normally do them at 8:30. We'll
do
them early. And then we'll talk about some celebrities who were born on this date. How about that? Sounds fun. I get a little help every time I can. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
See website for details. Bills Happen is not a lender and does not make credit decisions. Hey, Bills Happen. So when you need extra cash fast, go to BillsHappen.com. Have you been turned down? Are your credit cards maxed out? Do you have bad credit? Go to BillsHappen.com. All you need is a job and a checking account. You can find a lender and get up to $5,000 cash as early as tomorrow at BillsHappen.com. BillsHappen.com is the smart way to get a personal lender now. So if you need extra money for car repairs, medical bills, family emergencies, whatever you need cash for, go to BillsHappen.com and you can get the money you need as soon as the next day, up to $5,000. At BillsHappen.com, our process is safe, secure, and all.